So, Kelly, get your microphone off, love. And we're looking forward to you, Sharon. So I'm going to hand this over to Kelly Drennan, who's from Florida. She's a young woman of God on fire for the Lord and ready to bless your socks off. So, Kelly, take it away, sweetheart.
Thank you, Lawrence. God bless you guys. I just want to say thank you so much. This is just really humbling for me. I really wasn't expecting it. And, you know, it's been a battle throughout the week, too, because, you know, it's a work in the mind. But I just wanted to share something that God's been really working in my heart lately. And it's kind of was a little bit of reproof for myself. He's just leading me into so much that I was struggling with what topic. So, you know, you give it to God and you ask him for direction, and I'm just going to go with it. So we're going to start out in Ephesians 1.
Okay.
And one of the things was, like, I had confusion about, the works. You know, we're not saved by works, we're saved by grace. But then he says, unto good works. And, like, they're works. So it was real confusing for me. And God's just been leading me into a lot of different things, because I know God is not the author of confusion, so I know where that comes from, and so we cast it out, and we ask God for direction, and he's just been really opening my eyes to a lot of different things, and it's been, like, some real reproof that has been, like, such a blessing, you know? The reproof that comes from God is not, it doesn't lead us into condemnation, it opens your eyes and helps you to walk more strongly and firmly with him, so it's just really fun to really work with him. But anyway, so in Ephesians 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So obviously that's written to us. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I mean, that verse alone is, like, so amazing. According as he hath already chosen us, so he chose us before the foundation of the world. He knew us in his foreknowledge, just like he knew Christ in his foreknowledge. We were chosen before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having, again, already done, predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So no question about, because I know the adversary likes to mess with me, like, you know, you're really not a part of the body of Christ, blah, 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 blah. Well, this says God, the Most High God, by way of Jesus Christ, hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have already redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath already abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, Christ in you, the hope of glory, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So once we believe, Romans 10:9, once we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There is not one thing that we can do that can ever take that away, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. We were purchased unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now here, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you. Okay, so what was pointed out to me is, like, have, like, all the things that we already have just because of what Christ did, right? Yeah. So now he's saying that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And then I thought about James 1:5. If anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Father who gives to all men liberally.
Yeah.
Why? That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. It's one thing to understand that, you know, you're saved and blah, 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 but to really know what that means for you.
Yeah.
And what the riches of the glory and his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. So here, one thing I wanted to point out was, So the power, right? The first power here, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power? That's dunamis, that means inherent power, power that's within you. It's like latent within you, according to the working of his mighty power, right? So, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, okay? So working is effectual operation. And then that second power there is the word kratos, strength, power, and effect. It's superiority, like strength exerted. So basically he wants us to know that power that we have as a result of being born again of God's Spirit.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to go to 2 Peter 1. Okay. And Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So again, written to us. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Excuse me. According as his divine power, so that's dunamis power again, so that's the inherent power, hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Okay, so that godliness has been something that's really just been blessing me, but I'll get to that later. All right, so, and godliness. So, where am I? Sorry. I lost my place. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So, the knowledge of him. So, that first knowledge... Nope. Okay. Let's just look at glory first, because glory is the real knowledge of a matter, or recognition of what belongs to him. So God really wants us not only to be saved, but to come to the knowledge of everything that's available to us, okay? Of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Virtue, superiority in every respect. So let's just keep reading. Divine nature, glory, and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So that add is to minister to your faith. So he wants us to not only have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he wants us to minister to our faith virtue, that superiority, you know, that excellence in all things, to know our place and to know who we are and what we're called to be, and to virtue knowledge. Now, I don't have notes. Okay. I'm mixing up which knowledge this is, but anyway, so, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and something my aunt actually taught on this a couple of weeks ago, this part right here, and to knowledge temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. And she pointed out how godliness comes before brotherly kindness. So in order to understand how to have brotherly kindness and to have charity toward one another, we have to have that godliness. Now, the godliness is a... true and vital relationship with the one true God.
Amen.
That's what Christ made available to us when he rose from the dead on the day of Pentecost, when Holy Spirit was delivered to, you know, the apostles, which we now have. So to understand that direct connection that we have with him is really what God's telling us to do. And so we have to, it's like, going back to that work. So add to, minister to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Giving all diligence. That went back to diligence, like study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So God wants us to be diligent, and it's with, like, you know, Lawrence was actually just talking about it, that the time is now. We do it now. Like, doctor actually had pointed out that, in a football game, how, like, you know, the team can be playing and playing and playing and it looks really, like, closed, and then at the very end they shoot, like, or they get, I'm not a football person, but they get two touchdowns right at the very end. Well, why was that? Because now they're being, you know, they're putting in that diligence. It's like earnest. It's the time. It's time to do it now. Well, he's telling us that the time is now. We right now can walk as Christ walked in this world. We just have to be aware of who God called us before the foundation of the world, who he made us to be in him, and all that power that we have. And, you know, it's a walk, and it's a, you know, we have to listen, we have to be obedient, we need to be speaking in tongues on a regular basis, because speaking in tongues really just builds up that spirit, it builds up that vital and true relationship that you have with the Father. It just brings that more confidence. He can speak directly to your spirit. You're more open to it the more you're speaking in tongues. Paul said, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than ye all. Paul himself, he was the apostle that received the greatest revelation of all time. And what did he say? He spoke in tongues more than ye all. So I think it's really important that we be speaking in tongues on a regular basis. And then also throughout the word, he talks about, you know, we search the scriptures. Well, how do we search the scriptures? We've been taught, we go word by word. We need to see what the Greek words really meant. And then God can open things up for us. And it's just, that's that diligence that, you know, the time is now. We need to use our time. We need to take our time seriously and use it wisely, because there's a lot that we can do for God. And he's called us to great things for him. And, you know, he's the one that does the real work. Our work is really a joy. Like, it's a joy to our heart to get to do this, because the more we do this, the more of that true and vital relationship we have with God. You know, it's just a really amazing thing. And to godliness, so back into verse 7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren, So you're not lying idle. You're not yielding no return. So what you're doing will bring forth fruit. Because why? Because God is the one that does the work. We just do what he's telling us to do here. We search his scriptures. We speak in tongues. We build that relationship with him. We fellowship with one another. We love one another. And it won't come back void. It's not going to be idle or yielding no return. Nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Which, I mean, I used to kind of, I don't want to say that I really got there, but, you know, I always think about the how, okay? So, so how am I supposed to do this? Or how could I end up doing that? Well, I think of Psalm 1. He talks about the council. We need to be really aware of the people that we're currently, you know, like surrounding ourselves with. It's one thing to go out and, you know, walk with God and allow him to give you the green light about who to minister to and things like that, and to go into those places where sinners are and things like that. But if we're constantly making that our council, it really can mess with our faith. He says, the people that don't do that, I guess let's just go to Psalm 1 real quick, because apparently I'm talking about that. Okay. So, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. What's the law of the Lord? It's the word of God, right? And the, in his law doth he meditate day and night. So there's that meditate. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. Oh my goodness, I can't read. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And then it goes on to say the ungodly are not so. So we need to be really aware of the counsel that we have, the people that we're surrounding ourselves with. We need to, you know, seek those people that are doing this, that are going there, and that are walking in love, that aren't sitting there judging everybody for the things that they're not doing right. Because the way that God sees us is Christ. You know, he's not looking at, I mean, you know, he's going to reprove you because he wants you to be standing and walking with him and to for you to get all the benefits that he has for you. But that's God's job to reprove. Okay, he's the one that does that. We walk in love. That was Christ's commandment. If you go to John 13, I mean, you all are aware of this, but John 1334, I think, is the one. Maybe not. Hold on 1 second. 13, almost there. Okay, 34. Yeah. Okay. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Okay, and then I used to think, all right, but Christ used to call people out. All right, so sometimes God might tell you to say something, but anytime the reproof comes from God, it's with love. And it doesn't cause condemnation, and it's not out of judgment. It's motivated by love. Everything that we do should be motivated by love. By love, by grace we were saved. Grace and love. I mean, that's what we're called to do.
Yeah.
And then let's see. I'm keeping up with this. So go back to 2 Peter. So now we're at 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. So that means you should never, you don't stumble, okay? So if we want to walk a walk with God where we're not stumbling and we're not falling off and wondering, how did I get here again, you know, out of fellowship, then this is what we do. It needs to be, we need to be earnest about it. It needs to be something that we are aware that it needs to be done now in a timely manner, that this should be our first thing. Like, how do I put God first? Well, this is how we put God first. And then we don't stumble. I mean, that's a promise right there. And it was, to me, it felt like for a long time, I used to be like, well, I'm human, so I'm going to fall. Well, God says, as he is, so are we in this world. Christ did this. So that means it's available for us to do this. And what did Christ do? He constantly looked to the Father. He was always looking to the Father in every single circumstance, no matter how hard it got. Any pressure that he felt, he would go to God for wisdom, who give it to all men and, you know, liberally. And it's just an amazing thing that, you know, and it's not that we have to work at it and then get condemned or whatever. He says that we have no more condemnation, right? So it's not about condemning ourselves when we're not doing this on a regular basis. But if we want to fully benefit, yeah. Because no matter what, we have God in Christ in us, the hope of glory. So no matter what, we know for a surety that when Christ comes back, we're going with him, you know. But if we want to benefit here, and really it's like, you know, by grace we were saved. So like, I want to say thank you to my Heavenly Father and just really live my life unto him, because all that he did, the sacrifice that Christ, you know, the sacrifice that he gave us was Christ, and the beatings and all that stuff that he suffered. I mean, the stuff that we suffer can't even compare to that. I mean, I don't believe that it does. Maybe in other parts of the world, I don't know. But I know for me, it hasn't been quite as bad as Christ had to deal with. And so it's like, just to say thank you to the Father, why don't we obey what he's asking us to do, so know, you know, exactly who we are in Christ. We're seated in the heavenlies. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in all places. You know, that fear thing, that really is an annoying thing, because that's been really getting to me this week. And I'm like, you know what, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave me alone, because I was called by the Most High God, and I do have Christ in me. And there's nothing that Satan could ever do to make that go away. And then, I wanted to go to, because he's a defeated enemy, and there's nothing that he can do to really get to us, and we just have to renew our minds and remind ourselves, and the way to do that is to meditate on his scriptures, to speak in tongues, led captivity captive. So that's, go to Ephesians 4. We'll just start in 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called,
in one hope of your calling. So we recall, right? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherewith he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So we're no longer held captive. So Satan, and it also said that, you know, he's, that he was, at his feet, right? He's at Christ. He's at the feet of Christ. Like, he's under his feet.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that Satan can do to us because we have Christ in us. We're also seated in the heavenly places. There's nothing that he can do. He has no authority over us. We do not have to listen to those lies. We can cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ. If anybody speaks, you know, anything other than this truth here, then we can tell them, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to listen to that. So, you know, go away. That's what Christ did when the enemy came at him. He always used scripture, and he always, you know, he battled it with where it was written, and told them, you know, get thee behind me, Satan. We have that same authority. So knowing that authority that he's given us, the power that's latent within us, and then using it, you know, just putting it into effect, full force, because that's what God called us to do. And then in 2 Peter 3, we'll go to. And we'll start in 13, I think. Yeah. Remembering that nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Right? And then going back down to, let's go to 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he tells us all over that there's more for us to do. You know, it's not that we have to work, because God does the work, but he wants us to know fully what he's given us and what he's made available to us. So we have to diligently seek after that. And that's how we keep God first. You know, it's just been a huge blessing for me. And then, like, in that work, there is joy. So we'll go to, real quick, Psalm 16. And I'm just going to end with these couple of verses real quick.
Take your time.
Okay. So Psalm 16:11. Okay. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Mm. So how do we get in the presence of God, right? Speak in tongues. We meditate on his word. We go to his word. We search the scriptures diligently. And then we walk as Christ walked. We know our authority. We know who we've been called to be. And if we seek God first, he's going to just, he puts, like we've been talking about, I mean, on this fellowship, there was a lot of this being talked about, and that just blessed me too, because that's the other thing, is he gives us comfort. And like, if we start to get fearful and we give that to God, because he says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard our hearts. It's so true, because even with fear, like if I'm starting to get fearful, I mean, then I can just say, all right, God, please remove this fear. I know that this isn't of you, so just guide me. And then he gives you comfort and lets you know, hey, look, you are walking with me. Like, don't listen to those lies, because it is me working in you. It's me that's leading you. It's me that's causing you to prosper. It's me, you know, it's you and me in this world. I mean, it's just amazing what he did for us through Christ. Because, I mean,
as he is, so are we in this world. Christ said, I and my Father are one. That means we are one with God. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that the adversary can do to make that not real. Like, it's so real. And if we just obey what his word says and what Christ said, we love. We need to love one another. We're not supposed to be judging one another. We're supposed to be loving one another, right?
Amen.
And if we see, you know, if we see things that might be disturbing to us, okay, we're not supposed to, he was angry, but he sinned not. Be ye angry and sin not. So how do I do that, okay? All right, God, this is making me mad. You know, do you want me to say something? Help me to calm down. What do you want me to say? And then he'll give us the words if there are some. And if not, we calm down, we speak in tongues, and God will reprove the person, and he will be the one that opens their eyes. Because God's desire is that all men come to the knowledge of him. That true, and that was the other thing I did want to point out, but, you know, I get all nervous and then my notes go everywhere. So Second Peter, again, you guys don't have to go back there, but in verse 2, the knowledge there was like a knowing or recognition. So there's two types of knowledge. So you can know that Christ was raised from the dead. It's just like there's two types of power. The dunamis power, the power latent within. Okay, it's there, but are you using it, right? And then we have the knowledge, but what kind of knowledge? And then he leads us into the knowledge, which was, where did I put it? Okay. A clear and exact knowledge, okay? So not just a regular knowledge, like, yeah, I know that's there, which I had for a very long time, and I thought that I was living, you know, what his word said, but it was like I really took advantage of a lot of the information that had been so freely given to me, and I didn't do this. I wasn't being diligent and seeking after him. And, you know, so then I would fall into different temptations. I would find myself in groups of people that I really shouldn't have been in. And then, you know, and then I get like, you know, condemned and all full of all this stuff that God doesn't want me to be full of. But he wants us to have that real knowledge, a clear and exact knowledge, a more thorough participation on the part of the knower. And that's a knowledge that has a power or an influence on the knower. So as we seek his word, and as we meditate and ask him to open the eyes of our understanding, then he can show us whatever our heart needs to be like ignited, and for that power to just be, you know, exploding within us. And then it's just a walk. And so the other thing I've been thinking about, because I've been like so on fire, I'm like, all right, God, just send me people. Send me people to whatever, you know, whether it's healing or whatever it is, just send them. And then, you know, things might not go the way I thought they were going to go. Like, for instance, there was this woman that was in a wheelchair not long ago, and I thought that I forgot to ask God that I should heal her, right? And so I'm in the middle of like ministering and speaking his word, and she's like, yeah, but she stopped me dead in my tracks and was like, look, I understand what you believe, but we have two different beliefs. I believe that God gave me my disability to da 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 da. So right then and there I knew, because I thought about Christ. He said he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief.
Yes.
So then God was opening my eyes to the fact that, you know, it's great that I don't need to get condemned about that, okay? It's just a lesson. And so it's like, that's how we learn. We got to go out there and we got to do it. And we got to trust God. But then we also have to remember to ask him for the direction and for the green light for those people that are going to be able and willing to receive it. And then if we do fall into circumstances like that, we have to remember that it doesn't have anything to do with us. It doesn't have anything to do with that power that's in us. It doesn't make his word not real and accurate. It just means that person is not ready to receive it. So I'm just going with the fact that, and I'm praying and speaking in tongues for her, that the seed was planted.
Yeah.
And she heard enough words so that eventually her eyes will be open and she'll be able to get that healing. Because God's called us to do that, okay? And that's, we're supposed to be as he is in this world. And, you know, I was just thinking of the how to do that. And, I mean, that's just what God's been showing me. And I'm sure he's going to show me a whole lot more. But it's just really fun to, like, really work with him and let him heal your heart. And let him just bring you to, I mean, it's about his glory, you know, and when we're seeking after his glory, I mean, it's just, we just get so much joy. We get overflowed with joy. It's joy and peace and believing. Like I was saying last, last week. And, you know, it's a joy that's like unspeakable. You really can't even describe it. I mean, sometimes I'll just get chills all over or like tears in my eyes, but they're happy tears, you know? And it's like, he's just really binding up the hurt and just taking it away. And that's what he does when we seek after him and we go to his word and we meditate on it and we speak in tongues and we speak what we're being taught, you know, as we speak his word, like Lawrence has been saying, and that's been helping me a lot, was the confession, what we're saying, what we're speaking, it needs to be in line with what God says. And if we catch ourselves going off, in the name of Jesus Christ, stop, ask for forgiveness, help, you know, ask God for help and direction. And he really does. And it's immediate that he does that. But anyway, I know I'm all over the place, but God's just been opening up my eyes in so many different ways. And, you know, I'm just blessed. So that's probably about it. I'm going to shut up for now. But thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. And thanks for your patience with me while I was sharing.
Well,
you know, I'm a little all over it. But
that was good.
That was fantastic. And I tell you what, really refreshed me and blessed me and encouraged me greatly. And I know it did for everybody else in here.
Enthusiasm.
And with the on-fired heart for God and your focus, you know, you're just a great example and a blessing. Don't let anyone despise your youth. You just, you know, move with God, keep doing what he's working in your heart, Kelly, and just keep moving in that direction, and you know, you're going to see great things pretty quickly. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to write in my Facebook private message the title of your teaching and a brief description so I can put it on the website, okay, love? So when we finish, don't forget to do that, because I'll try and put it up on there tonight. So thank you ever so much. Really, really great. Keep working. Keep, you know, putting forth that diligent effort with God, and just keep moving, darling. You're a great example, and I know that you've inspired greatness in all of us. So thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. You're
bless your heart, darling. Really encouraging stuff. Really bless me. is Scott there?
No, he hasn't come down yet, but I was going to say something
between
what you shared and what Kelly shared, that, you know, taking advantage spontaneously of any situation that arises. We have been provided so much or so many avenues to help get people to the word, you know. I mean, a lot of times when we do minister, that we may be in an area, place where we, you know, can't fellowship, continue, whatever. But all of a sudden now there's been so many fellowships available through Skype. You were talking about Brendan before. I was listening to him this morning about the man that he ministered to, and the guy didn't necessarily believe that he was going to get healed, and yet he woke up the next day with his back.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-oh. You know, okay, which is the same thing, too. You know, when we minister to people, we've got 99% of the believing, because we already know, without a doubt, they may only have 1%. It may only take that. And it could be a process. It could be a couple days or whatever, but it's the main thing is the beginning. But we have so many avenues of fellowships going on all over the place. And if we can't be there or something, we can guide them to the Skype fellowships that are going on, to our local fellowships that we know that are going on.
Yeah.
We're not limited like years ago where it was like you really were stuck in your area. Let's face it. We didn't have Facebook and all these other avenues. And that God's just opened a lot of doors. A lot of blessings all over the world, not just in our country, but all over the world, you know. So, and just like you shared the website for Sangat, I have shared oftentimes CFF's website where they have the classes and things. If people really want to take a class, go there. It's free. Download the syllabus or print it out. So, I mean, there's no reason for us not to hold forth and speak the word, you know. And the under-shepherding we used to do, where we were practically on people 24/7, probably turned more people off. But, you know, now we've got, and I don't mean to use the word laid back, But we don't have to pressure people.
Yeah.
Because they're really seeking and they're really searching. And like you said, the fear that the adversary is putting out there, we have the answers to it. Yeah, we're going to see things. I mean, we've got the whole 70% of the state of Nebraska is underwater. There's a lot of believers there in farms and so forth. But that's going to turn people back to God.
Yeah.
And like you said, this fear, this multiplicity of fear that's on the TV, on the news and everything, people begin to believe for these things.
Yeah.
Because it already happened. I mean, we know certain things are going to happen because the word says so, but we have to instill in people, you are a believer. It doesn't matter what's going on the next block. Your house stands, you stand, and we've seen those miracles, even in the California fires, where Christian homes, entire house, the whole property, right up to the fence, nothing. And we've got to get to people and let them know, okay, so things happen. Guess what? Poop happens. But you know what? God is protecting you. And like Kelly shared, he loves us so much. Look what he's given us and you know, just made available. But I was very touched by both of your sharings because it's there's no reason to shut up anymore. Yeah. Open your mouth.
Amen.
And there's still a lot of ministries that have a lot of the word and don't open their mouth.
Yeah.
They're still waiting for the green light, you know. So we've got the green light.
Amen.
It's the scripture that you read about, the works that I do, you'll do also in greater works. So. Yeah. But anyway, it was a blessing to hear. It was a thankful, Kelly, that you shared all that.
Thank you, Nancy, also.
And yes, I think
thank you. I love you guys a lot.
We love you too.
Well, life is just, we're just here. It's supposed to be enjoyed, you know?
Amen. That's it.
Amen.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You know, I was saying to Kim the other day, I said, love, you know, why should we go through hard time? You know, we're looking to God. We're not out there getting drunk. We're not out there sleeping around. We're not out there causing problems. We're looking to God. We're desiring the things of God. We don't have to put up with any crap. And I'm not going to put up with any crap. You know, and since when I made that confession and stand, what happened? Love, just doors just opened up again, like, swiftly. Like, the enemy just tries to smokescreen us with bullshit. Excuse my language, but that's what he does. But I think with that, we're going to have...
It
is, yeah. Right, so with that, Nancy, would you pray, darling? And anybody else that wants to pray after Nancy, do that, and then we go into manifestations. Just let God just work in everyone tonight. If you want to pray, pray. Once the praying's over, then someone speak in tongues, someone bring forth a word of prophecy, etc. And we'll start off with Nancy. So go for it, Nancy.
Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, again and again and again, for the trust that you've placed within us, for calling us out before the foundation of the world, for knowing us, Father, while we were still in the womb, that you and your foreknowledge knew that you would have a family of children that would love you. And God, we're just so thankful for that. We're thankful that we can enter that throne room at any time and pour our hearts out. And when we get to that point, Father, we've done everything that we can just say, that's it. You take it, Father. We've done all we can, and we can just continue to move forward knowing that you've already seen and know what needs to be done. And we thank you for your Son and for how he guides the church and leads us and opens the doors for us, Father, to bring people back to your heart and to receive him for their salvation for eternity. And we thank you for the future we have. And we thank you, Father, for making all these fellowships available, especially for Kim and Lawrence, and how they open their house faithfully every week. And that you continue to make the fellowship grow, bring the people that want to learn, and that you make avenues available, Father. You make contacts available. And Father, it's all through your love that we want to do these things for you. It's the most important priority of our lives, because there isn't anything else in this world that counts. You know, as much as we enjoy and everything, Father, the ultimate goal of being with you for eternity is uppermost in our hearts. So I just thank you for these things, and for those that couldn't be here today, and that you watch over and protect all of them, Father. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Father, I lift you right now, Mrs. Gargiulo and her brother, and I thank you for what's going on there, and that you just cover that. And also lift to you my stepdaughter in that situation. And I just thank you, God, for making everything available to those that are in need. And that, God, we don't have to think or worry about anything, because we really can't waste time on that. We just need to keep moving forward. And when we get stuck, that's it. Just take the next step and give it to you. So I thank you for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Father, I thank you for what a wonderful God you are to us, Father. Thank you, God, that in Jesus Christ we stand before you whole. I thank you, Father, that in Jesus Christ we stand before you righteous, justified. And in Jesus Christ, Father, we find our being and our wholeness, God, because of the Spirit that he poured out, and for the love that he had for us, Father, that he finished the work that needed to be done. God, before the foundations of the world, you searched us out, Father, and you knew who we were. Father, I thank you that your heart's desire is that every man would know you, Father. And I understand that, God. I understand how wonderful it is to be your child and to be called your own. And I understand, Father, how from what we've been called from, God, you know all things and you know all things. You are a mighty God. You, Father, are all-powerful. You raised your son from the dead and seated him at his very right hand, and that he has been accepted and exalted above all things, God. And it's in his name, Father, that we can claim and walk, and that we have been purchased, Father. We have been purchased. We have been set on high. We're so humbled and so thankful, Father, for that. For there is nothing that we have done, can do, or whatever be able to do. Our imaginations cannot be wrapped around what was necessary to be done, and yet he did. And we can walk like him. That is so mind-blowing, Father. Thank you. We can walk like him. For as he is, so are we in this world. We have such an attachment and intimate relationship with you that we can walk like your son. And how wonderful it is, Father, to understand and have the assurance, Father, that you will bring to pass all the things that you have said you would, Father. Eternity is such a long and wonderful time to be with you. And I thank you, God, that, you know, the things that we go through in this world, we really cannot be compared to what is before us, God. And no, we cannot get our heads wrapped around what eternity is like. But, Father God, you have shown us so many things. And as little as they are, Father, for to be able to accept them, it is huge as you take care of us. So, Father, I thank you for every heart. I thank you for every desire. I thank you for every need. Thank you for all those that seem a consideration, Father, and they're just nothing for you, and that there's so much more to call us to. And yes, you will take care of those things. You will take care of the plane tickets, and the gas, and the electricity, and the house notes. And you will take care of that, because there's something greater that we have to do for you, and that is to speak and be who we are, the Christ that's in us, to a dying world, Father. Yes, you have these things taken care of, God. You have been taken care of. You have made provision for all things. We need to just open our mouth to in this dark world, Father, because there are people out there who are dying, and they are deceived, and they are lied to, Father. And we have the word of life residing in our hearts, God. And so I thank you. I thank you, Father, and I am so humbled, Father, for how you have called us out and how you have made provision for us to stand before you now. We cast all our cares upon you, Father. We are free to move as you would have us to move. We are free in Christ, free to say, free to do, free, Father, in your Son, we are free. For every mental anguish, God, we break that. We are free in Jesus Christ, and it's in his name that it's broken. We are free to move as you would have us move. The things that you put in our hearts, Father, we will rest assured that you have made provision for it, because we are free to move. I thank you for this wonderful place. I thank you for how you have opened doors, Father, that the entire world, Father, is not small. We are here together, God, at this day, time, and hour to encourage each other and to lift each other up and to edify each other. And thank you. Thank you for providing that, because you knew and you know and you bring us and you speak to us and you guide us and you know all the things about us. So you brought us here right now, God, right now, for the encouragement, and I thank you for that, for the edification, for the building up so that we can move out, because you have so many great and wonderful things for us to do. Whether 6 or 60 or 16 or 80, you still have things for us to do, because eternity, Father, is a long time. So thank you, God. Thank you for taking care of all those needs. Thank you that we can cast them all to you. Thank you that we don't have to take them back. Thank you, Father, that we can rest assured of what you have accomplished in our Lord. And thank you, Father, for the people that you have called, the people that you draw, the seeds that we have the privilege of planting, God, but you give the increase. Thank you. And I thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for Kim and Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing them abundantly above all that they can ask or think. Thank you for pouring out a blessing into their lives, God, that it is so big as there's not room enough for them to receive, so they can continue to move with you and for you. And I lift to you right now my mom. I thank you, Father, for her body. I thank you, Father, for just taking care of her knees. Thank you that you break off the sin that does so easily beset, Father. Thank you, Father, for her forgiveness. Thank you, God, that you take care of that knee, both of her knees, God. Thank you, Father, that you break that up right now in the name of Jesus Christ, so that she can move, Father, so that she can live a peaceable life, God, for whatever years she has left, God, that they are in peace. Thank you for my nieces and all those that will have the opportunity to minister to her, Father. Thank you, God, for giving me the words so that I could speak to them, so that it would move them to help her, Father. And I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I lift to you my sister and all of my family, Father, that right now, Father, they just gather around and take care of her, Father. Because she's obviously getting on in years. So I just thank you, God, how you just take it. Thank you for our fellowship here and abroad, God. And thank you for how you continue to bless us. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Chrissy. Thank you, Father, for her life. Thank you, Father, for healing her in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for breaking off any evilness, Father, that tries to affect her life and her mind. I speak peace to her thoughts. I speak, God, the peace that you gave us, God, I speak that to Chrissy right now. I lay my hands on her mind, and I thank you, Father, for her body being completely healed through the one who did it all for us, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name I pray and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else want to pray or manifest?
Papa Shantiri Santarababi Dia, Haham Dalapa Shantarapa Kiki Dia, Tarapa Santarepa Kidia, Papa Shantarabi Kiki Dia, the Lord Dalababi Kiki Dia, Haham Dalapa Shantarebi City Pipiki Dia, Naham Abba Shantarebi City Pipiki Dia, the Pipiki Kika Papa Shantarebi. My children, know that I give you a living, loving word, a word which will guide you through all your life. You'll always stand on that word, my children. I will always take care of you. It is a loving word, and you must trust in it. It will always be with you. Keep it in your hearts as well as in your mouth, and do not let that word depart from your mouth, because it will always be with you, and you can trust in it, and walk with me ever, and I will always look to you and bless your way.
Amen. And someone else like to manifest?
Pere shanta vare kielo pushante, e se vare kosha mbara kiti vare kosho. E boso vare kiendo vare kasha te vare kiendo boshoti vare kiso doya. E kamakai so te vishan te vare kishon te makaya so te vare kishon doya. Know this day, my children, that I have called you to great and precious calling. Know that I do love you with a great and burning love, that I have known you from before the foundations of the world to walk out into that promise that I have made for your life. So know that you can look to me and that I will guide your life, and I will guide your every step, and know that there's nothing in this world that can separate you from me and the love that I have for you. So fear nothing and just walk out in boldness, knowing that you are called by the Most High God and that there's always something that you can do for me. So look to me for direction and know that I will guide you and lead you into all truth.
Amen.
I am the Most High God, and I have called thee out. I have called thee to be a great and a great people. I have called you out, yes, to be my purchase. You are my purchased possession. I have purchased you with the very precious blood of my Son. I have washed you clean, and I have set you before me, my children. There is no good thing that I will withhold from you. Just look unto me and unto me only. For truly, I have given you all that there is to give. You have the power, my children. You have the resources. You have them all, for I have provided them all. Just look unto me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep focused on what I have. Ignore the enemy. Look to me and me only. Look in my eyes and in my word, and know that your loving Lord laid down his life so that you can be with me. You are a precious one. You are so precious to me. So my children, be on guard. Be on guard for your hearts, but look unto me only, and know that I will give you victory in every situation, for I love you with a deep and burning love. I am your God and I am your Father, and I will never fail you. No, I will never, ever fail you.
My children, know this day that you are healed, you are delivered, you are set free. You are whole, and you are clothed in my righteousness, and I uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. So have no fear, but stand strong in this day and time, for I have empowered you, and you are my mighty sons and daughters with my love in your hearts. And so go forth and speak and declare my Son, and make him known to the nations, make him known in your neighborhoods. And as you do this, my children, you will see my signs, my miracles, my wonders come to pass in your life and in those who you proclaim the truth and those that receive that truth that you speak. No, I am with you. No, I'm a mighty God. No, I'm a powerful God. And I hold you by the right hand of my righteousness. So stand strong. Know who you are. Know that I am with you. Know that I have called you and I have loved you and I cherish you. And I hold you in the palms of my hand. And I hold you to the breath of my heart. So know this day, my children, you are beautiful. You are beloved. You are called. You are my sons and daughters. And someone a word of thanks, please.
I thank you for God for these marvelous words from your mouth, speaking to by your daughter and sons. You are wonderful and worthy of worship. You are the Almighty. You take care of us. You lead us. You heal us. You put us at your high position in you. And you put us to go forth and speak your truth. We are very thankful for all these words. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, and praise God, and thank you everyone for joining us. It's been a fantastic fellowship. Great hearts, great love. Thank you all for joining. And we love you all very much and very thankful to God that, you know, we're one body in Christ and that we're like-minded, even though there may be distance between us all, and but not in the spirit. You know, spirit is quicker than email. And God is with you. And he's
that's
for
a
you.
Good one.
Yeah, he certainly is. And was it spirit is thicker than blood as well, as I heard before. So Pedro and Anna, David, Annie and Frank, Kelly, John, who else? Kim Hailey, Jason Kim, Amy, Nancy, Scott, and whoever listens to this, God bless you greatly. Expect great things because we got a great God. And we should expect nothing less, no matter what the enemy might throw and throw at you, the smoke screens, the mirages, the illusions, they're just lies and they're puff of smoke. And you are seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, very beloved of our Father who watches over you like a guard, like a bulldog. No one's going to pluck you out of his hand. And so we can go forth with great boldness in the midst of wolves and whatever's going on in this world. You are mighty and victorious and God is with you and he's working in all of us. So thank you, everyone. And if you want to talk amongst yourselves, please do. We love you, and we look forward to next week. And I can't wait to see you in France, Amy. It's going to happen, girl.
Hallelujah. God bless. Thank you.
Bless you.